Welcome to the Word on Pop Culture podcast. I'm Julian Spivey, the creator, editor, and lead writer of the Word on Pop Culture. Please check us out at thewordonpopculture.com for our movie, television, music, and sports coverage. This podcast is recorded through Spotify for Podcasters and can be found pretty much anywhere you find your podcasts, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Please leave us a review and rating wherever you're listening from. And we hope you enjoy this episode.
All right, welcome back to the Word on Pop Culture podcast. I'm Julian Spivey, the creator, editor, and lead writer of the Word on Pop Culture. You can find our work on thewordonpopculture.com, and this is the Word on Pop Culture podcast. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts. I am joined today by my friend and the Word on Pop Culture contributor, Eric Fulton, which must mean we're talking sports today. How you doing, Eric?
Doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Every year around this time, we like to do our Major League Baseball season preview and prediction show. So that's what we're going to have for you today. And let's just jump right into it. What we're going to do is we're going to predict the winners of each of the three divisions in each league, the American and National League, of course. Then we're going to predict the three wild card winners for each league. Then at the end, we'll give our predicted World Series matchup. After that, we're going to talk about who we think are going to win the major awards in each league. That's Most Valuable Player, Cy Young, and Rookie of the Year. You ready for all that, Eric?
I am very ready for it.
All right, let's get into the American League East Division, which from top to bottom is very likely the best division in baseball right now. Do you agree with that, Eric, or would you go somewhere else with that?
I would say I would agree from a competitive standpoint, which you also agree. You know, there's not really a lot of strong divisions. Probably if I had to pick a second one, it would probably be NL East by a hair over NL West. But, you know, the East is going to be very interesting once again this year.
Yeah, I agree with that. Baltimore Orioles, I believe, won this division last year. Is that correct?
Yes.
That was a surprise. They kind of came out of nowhere with their young team, especially young pitching staff, and won the American League East. And I'm surprised. You know, every year when we do this podcast, Eric, I like to look at the Pecota projections for the season record. And Pecota has projected that the Orioles are going to fall to fourth place in the American League East division. I just do not understand that. You would think with the Orioles, a young team, that they're only bound to get better. I don't really get why Pecota has them at fourth. Now, I'm not going to predict them to go back-to-back and win the American League East again, because I think the New York Yankees have done some things during this offseason that should make them the team to beat in the AL East. But there are also some signs already from spring training with an injury to their ace and reigning American League Cy Young winner Gerrit Cole, that he's probably going to miss at least 1 month to start the season, maybe even two. So there's some signs already that some of the age and injuries could be a problem with New York Yankees. Pecota has the Yankees projected to win 92 games this year, 92 wins, 70 losses, and they are giving the Yankees an 84% chance to make the American League playoffs. That 92-70 record, according to Pecota, would be the second best in all of the American League. Eric, are you going to agree with me and Pecota here and go with the Yankees as the AL East champion, or do you see it going somewhere else?
I still think Baltimore, to me, has the better overall team than the Yankees. Like, the Yankees still have a lot of question marks, and now you're going to have, you know, their ace problem is in the first 2 months of the season. Yes, the Yankees did get Juan Soto to, you know, be that part of that new dynamic duo with Aaron Judge. But I just feel like Baltimore, to me right now, is the better team. Now, I know that they had a very disappointing playoff run.
They hit the Rangers they got?
They ended up getting Texas, who ended up winning the World Series last year.
Absolute buzzsaw throughout the entire American League playoffs.
I think to me, with the Orioles' addition to Corbin Burns, a former Cy Young winner, I think that and Baltimore didn't have to give up their top prospects to acquire Corbin Burns. So I think just even that alone, I think Baltimore's going to repeat. It's not going to be easy. I think Tampa is going to be right there. Toronto is going to be a very interesting team. I even think the Boston Red Sox is going to be very interesting. That entire AL East is interesting. But I'm just going to say Baltimore's going to repeat.
Yeah, and I don't blame you. Hey, this was the hardest one for me to pick of all of the divisions in baseball. And you brought up a great point with Corbin Burns, which was really – it kind of flew under the radar this offseason. And I don't understand how a guy who is not too far removed from winning a Cy Young Award, going to the reigning American League East champions for basically not that much, as you brought up. They didn't really have to give up any prospects to the Milwaukee Brewers for Burns. I just don't understand how that flew under the radar, and that was a big pickup. The Orioles had one of the best bullpens in baseball last year. Now they've lost their best reliever from last year, but they've replaced him with Craig Kimbrell, who I know can be shaky at times. He's getting up there in age, but he's also still a solid closer in baseball. You've got an offense that's led by Adley Rutschman, their all-star catcher, and it's just continuing to get better. Jackson Holliday is probably going to play all year. Gunnar Henderson, their third baseman, is really good. And you've got a solid outfield anchored by their veteran Cedric Mullins. I can see why you would have the Orioles here. I'm going to ride with the Yankees, though. I like what they did adding Juan Soto. Speaking of not giving up too much, I didn't feel like they had to give up a whole lot to get Juan Soto, who is automatically an American League MVP candidate. I also really like the addition of Alex Verdugo to the outfield. The Yankees arguably could have the best outfield in Major League Baseball this year with Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, and Alex Verdugo. So I'm gonna go ahead and ride with the Yankees here. I'll talk a little bit about I'll just go ahead and tell you my first American League wild card is the Baltimore Orioles, who Pecota has projected at 87 wins, 75 losses, and only giving a 57% chance of making the American League playoffs despite winning the East Division last year. Since I'm going ahead and telling my first wild card, Eric, did you have the Yankees as one of your three wild cards?
I do not, actually. I don't.
You don't think the Yankees are going to make the playoffs this year?
Well, with the issues they have with Garrett Cole, what are they going to do with Carlos Rodon? You know, he's coming off an injury. Marcus Stroman is newly acquired. He missed some time last year with the Cubs. So, yes, the Yankees have upgraded, but it just – They still have a lot of question marks.
Yeah. You mentioned Stroman. I like that addition too, but you're right. He did miss some time last year with the Cubs. Let's get to the American League Central Division. I think the Central Division in both the American and National League are by far the worst divisions in baseball. I'm not even sure which one's probably worse. Probably the National League, because at least there's one good team in the American League Central that we know of, and that's the Minnesota Twins. Pecota has them projected to win 90 games this year, 72 losses, and they are giving them an 83% chance to make the American League playoffs. The Cleveland Guardians are probably the team most likely in the AL Central to compete with Minnesota, but I don't know. Minnesota overall just looks like the better team in the American League Central to me. Do you agree with that, or do you think the Guardians or maybe even a surprise team are going to take this division?
I think it, I mean, this division, this and the NL Central are probably the two toughest divisions to pick. Because you have 10 teams that you really don't know which one is going to be good. I wanted to say Minnesota, but I have a lot of question marks about them. Cleveland, I mean, yes, they have a lot of good players, but I mean, you know, with Terry Francona now leaving, they have Stephen Vogt now as their manager, and he's never managed before. I know a lot of people weren't talking about the Tigers this year, but I have to say, with the talent that they have and the talent that they've produced, yeah, I think I'm gonna ride with Detroit on this one. This is probably my sleeper pick to win a division.
Yeah, but I've heard some people thinking that Detroit could have a good year. The Pocota projections don't have them as a winning team. They don't have them making the playoffs. They do have them third in the AL Central, winning about 76 games. But yeah, I've seen people thinking that and forgive me if I pronounce his name wrong, but Tarik Skobel could be a dark horse American League Cy Young threat.
Yeah, he's going to be their opening day starter. So. I'm not really surprised that they chose. I think that when you look at Detroit, you know, they do have a winning manager, AJ Hinch, but they've been kind of just, you know, a team that is just, if they can just add talent, they would be pretty good. I think I Minnesota's not going to win as much as they did. I still don't know about Cleveland. If Cleveland struggles, I think that they will sell off some of their talent in a trade deadline. They're going to be a very interesting team. And obviously, you know, the Royals and White Soxers are rebuilding. So I would not be surprised if Detroit wins this division.
Yeah. The thing that the Twins have that I think sets them apart from the other teams in the division is their solid starting rotation. And speaking of dark horse candidates for Cy Young, I saw a list recently that had Pablo Lopez as the number one Cy Young candidate in the AL, especially with Cole going to miss some time for the Yankees. So you throw out a rotation of Pablo Lopez, Joe Ryan, and Bailey Ober. Now, they may not be household names, but they got it done last year, and there's good reason to believe they could get it done this year. Do you have Minnesota as one of your wild card teams?
I went back and forth with Minnesota. I wanted to put them. I really wanted to put them in an AL wild card spot, but I feel like the division that we are yet to talk about is probably a little stronger division as far as who can make the playoffs. So I do not have Minnesota as an AL wild card. I forgot to mention Tampa is one of my choices for AL wild card.
Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about the Rays then. I don't have Tampa Bay making the playoffs this year, and that's nothing against Tampa Bay. I think they're going to have another Tampa Bay-esque type season, and because of that, they would not surprise me at all if they make the playoffs. I think there's just too many good teams in the American League right now, and I honestly only have the Rays as the fourth best team in the American League East going into the season. Tell me why you have Tampa Bay in the playoffs.
They do return their Yandy Diaz, who became the AL batting champion. I know that they lost Tyler Glasnow. They traded Tyler Glasnow to the Dodgers. But even as a strong, you know, Tampa still has a strong farm system. They're going to be pretty good. This junior, Jaime Arciniega, it's going to likely start at third. And I apologize for messing up his name, but I think he's going to be a very good third baseman for Tampa.
Yeah. Well, you know, Pakoda agrees with me. They have Tampa Bay at fourth in the AL East, but they actually do have Tampa Bay making the playoffs because they've got a couple teams. They've got at least one team that I don't have that I do have making the playoffs, not making the playoffs this year. Pakoda is giving the Tampa Bay Rays a 57% chance at making the playoffs, though, so not too bad, even though they have them as the fourth best team in that division. Do you have anything you want to say about Tampa Bay before we move on to the American League West champion?
No, that's it.
Okay, the American League West has been dominated for the last decade by the Houston Astros. And once again, I just don't see a team, even though it's a great division, the Texas Rangers are in that division, and they are the reigning Major League Baseball World Series champions. The Seattle Mariners have been good the last few years, and they're in this division. But I just don't see anybody being better than the Houston Astros. Pakoda has them projected at winning 95 games, which would be the most in the American League. And they're giving them a 93% chance at making the playoffs, which is 9 percentage points better than any other team in the American League at doing so. The Houston Astros are returning much of their team, except for they've improved their bullpen by adding Josh Hader as their closer via free agency. Jose Altuve is back. Alex Bregman's back. Jeremy Payne is back. Kyle Tucker, Yordan Alvarez, they're all back. Framber Valdez puts up some of the biggest numbers when it comes to quality starts in Major League Baseball. Christian Javier has been a very solid starting pitcher for them. And I know you don't know what you're going to get from a 41-year-old Justin Verlander, but he hasn't really shown anything bad thus far. So I've got the Houston Astros once again winning the American League West. Are you going to ride with that, Eric? Are you going with something?
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you on the Astros win the West. I like Seattle and I like the Texas Rangers as well. And I think that's a very good division. It's a very strong division. With those three teams. I think the Angels will improve, but obviously they won't make the playoffs with Ron Washington as their new manager. But I just they still need to generate some talent. Obviously, they lost Ohtani. They still have Mike Trout. But I do like Texas and Seattle to both make the playoffs out of the wild card.
Okay. So that wraps up your American League wild card. You have the Tampa Bay Rays, the Texas Rangers, and Seattle Mariners as your three American League wild cards. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. I've also got the Texas Rangers making the playoffs as an American League wild card. Pakoda sees them falling backwards this year, and I can kind of understand it. Pakoda only sees them winning 86 games, and they're only giving them a 49% chance at making the playoffs, so less than a half percent chance. And I can get that because their pitching, which was so big during the playoff run, is questionable. They have chosen not to re-sign Jordan Montgomery, who was so great for them in the playoffs. In fact, as of right now, with basically the official opening day of Major League Baseball happening in just a few hours in Korea between the Los Angeles Dodgers and I believe San Diego Padres. And then we're only a little over a week away from the opening day for all the other Major League Baseball teams. Jordan Montgomery is not signed despite his really strong playoff performance with the Rangers. Nathan Eovaldi is the only pitcher for the Rangers that is basically, we know he's going to be ready. I'm not sure when Jacob DeGrom returns, and Max Scherzer is going to miss it probably the first half of the season. I believe I heard that DeGrom is also going to miss the first half of the season. So the pitching is a major question mark for the Texas Rangers. But, man, is their offense one of the best in baseball. Corey Seager and Marcus Semien are the best double play duo, I think, in baseball. Josh Young had a great year at third base. Jonah Heim had a breakout year at catcher. Nathaniel Lowe is solid. Adolis Garcia is an all-star. And then they had a rookie in the playoffs, Evan Carter, who showed up and was just hitting lights out. So I think the Texas Rangers have one of the better offenses in Major League Baseball, and they're going to have to rely on that for quite a while with their uncertainty of their starting pitcher. And I think that's why some of the percentages and predictions are kind of low for Texas this year. My third wild card team, I hate to do this to Seattle because I like them. I like some of their players, but I don't think that they did in themselves any favors this offseason by not really doing a whole lot. They stood pat. They do have one of the best young players in the game, an outfielder, Julio Rodriguez. They do have some really good pitchers in that pitching staff with Luis Castillo and George Kirby. But I've got to take the Toronto Blue Jays as my third and final American League wild card. Pecota has them winning 88 games this year and gives them a 66% chance at making the American League playoffs. You got Vladimir Guerrero Jr. at first base, so I'm looking to have a bounce back year. You have Bo Bichette in the infield, who hits 200 base hits every single year. That's just a really solid team. They've got some good pitching with Kevin Gausman leading the rotation. Jordan Romano is one of the best receivers in baseball. So I've got Toronto. What do you think about the Blue Jays? I know they're not one of your playoff picks, but you want to add about them?
I think Toronto's going to be – I mean, they're going to be – it's going to be close. I mean, you're looking at what, four teams probably fighting for one another. I think Tampa, Toronto, Texas, Seattle, you're going to be – that's four teams fighting for three wild card spots, and they all could be fighting for division spots as well. So I know Toronto – you mentioned the Blue Jays. They did lose Matt Chapman to free agency. But I think they still have a decent team to at least compete to get into a playoff spot.
Yeah. All right, let's move on over to the National League. We'll start with the East Division. I got the same old happening in the National League East this year. I got the Atlanta Braves winning it again. Pecota has them winning 101 games, which is tied with the Los Angeles Dodgers as their highest predicted win total in baseball. Pecota is giving the Braves a 99% chance at making the playoffs. But the same thing I think is going to happen to the Atlanta Braves. It's happened the last 2 years. They're going to get in the playoffs. They're going to be one of the best two teams in baseball, and they're going to be incapable of beating the Philadelphia Phillies in the postseason. I don't know why that keeps happening, but it does, so might as well project it again. Can you tell I'm a disgruntled Atlanta Braves fan? Maybe the best offense in all of baseball 1-9. Led by reigning National League MVP Ronald Acuna Jr. in the outfield. You've got Michael Harris out there. You got Matt Olson, who led the National League in home runs last year. You got Marcelo Zuna coming back after a really good year, 40 homers, 100 RBIs. Ozzie Albies, one of the best second basemen in baseball. I don't even know if I mentioned Austin Riley yet, who's one of the best third baseman in baseball. The rotation bothers me a little bit going in the year. You got Spencer Strider, who's going to be one of the best pitchers in the National League. After that, though, you got Max Fried, who had some injury issues last year. He's an all-star when he doesn't have those issues, but you never know. Charlie Morton is going to be 41 by the end of the year. You don't know what that you're going to get there. And they acquired Chris Sale from the Boston Red Sox, which if this was 5 years ago, I'd be jumping up and down on the table about that. But you don't know what you're going to get from Chris Sale. Bullpen's pretty good. Like I said, best offense maybe in baseball, 1-9. So I will project that they will win the National League East again. Eric, what do you have here?
I would agree. I feel like the Phillies pitching is slightly better overall than the Braves starting wise.
Mm-hmm.
But offensively, it's like, you know, Atlanta had a strict year as far as home runs last year. And I fully expect them to have a really good year again offensively. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Ronald Acuna Jr., one of the best players in baseball. And by the way, I picked him. He was my first pick in my in our fantasy baseball league, so I'm pretty jazzed about that.
Your first pick, but he wasn't the first overall, which shocked me.
Well, I mean, hey, I was surprised that he
He was taking number two. Yeah, and being that I'm defending champions, like, hey, you take what you get.
Yeah.
But no, going back, yeah, I think Atlanta holds on and win division. Philly's gonna, I think they're pitching their offense. They're gonna be, they're always gonna be a tough out. And I know that Atlanta does not want to face the Phillies again in the playoffs, but I'm afraid that's probably gonna happen.
Yeah. Let's get to the National League Central. Weakest division in baseball again, I think, this year. There aren't any teams in this division that I say are automatic playoff threats. So the one that I think that's got the best roster maybe going to the year is the St. Louis Cardinals, even though they were highly disappointing last year, somewhat surprisingly disappointing last year. But I'm going to project that they'll win the division. Pecota has them winning 84 games, which among all of the division leaders is by far the worst in their projections. They're giving them a 57% chance to make the playoffs. I don't know who would compete with them. Cincinnati Reds are probably the second best team. Maybe the Chicago Cubs have a chance to compete, but I've got the Cardinals winning the Central Division, and I've got the St. Louis Cardinals as the only National League Central team in the postseason. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, this was easily the hardest one to predict because, yes, the Cardinals got Sonny Gray and Lance Lynn, but they're over 35. And, they do have a very good offensive team. Obviously, Nolan Arenado, Paul Goldschmidt, Wilson Contreras.
All of those guys had down years last year, and they're going to have to bounce back.
I think this is going to be tough because I think it's going to come down to Cardinals, Cubs, maybe Cincinnati. Might make some noise. By a literal coin flip, I'm going Cubs because of the move of Craig Counsell now being their manager. The Cubs re-signed Cody Bellinger, which was huge. I do like the Cubs rotation. Justin Steele was a Cy Young candidate for a little bit. Shota Igmanaga, forgive me if I butchered his name, but he's going to be, should be a very good year. Obviously, they have Dansby Swanson and Nico Horner. I do like the Cubs roster in most positions in that division. So I think with the manager factor and Cody Bellinger coming back, I'm going to slightly take the Cubs, but I don't feel confident about it much at all.
What really let the Cardinals down last year was their pitching staff, and they made a huge acquisition getting Sonny Gray via free agency. He had a great year with the Minnesota Twins last year. But the other additions they made to that rotation, Kyle Gibson, Lance Lynn, they're veterans. They're both 35 to 36 years old, but they're not going to put the fear of God into anybody in the opposing lineups. Miles Mikolas is also up there in age, and he's average at best. So Sonny Gray is going to help the Cardinals out a lot, and I do think you'll get some bounce back years from their veteran offensive players like Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado, and Wilson Contreras. I don't know. I've got to go with the Cardinals here. It would not surprise me if the Cubs jumped up there or even Cincinnati. The National League West is one of the better divisions of baseball, but I've got to give it to the Los Angeles Dodgers, who basically are perfecting the Major League Baseball version of a super team. And yet, Pecota only has them finishing with the same exact record as the Braves, 101 wins, 61 losses. Pecota does give them a 99.6% chance at making the playoffs, though, so they are a virtual lock to make the playoffs, according to Pecota. They added the most prized free agent in the history of Major League Baseball this offseason with Shohei Ohtani. But for at least this first year, they're only going to get Shohei Ohtani the hitter, and not Shohei Ohtani, the guy who can do it all, hitting and pitching. Teoscar Hernandez, they added, was a nice addition for the offense that is right there with the Braves as one of the best offenses top to bottom. And the top of the Dodgers offense is the scariest in baseball because you're going to have Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Shohei Ohtani. Good luck getting those guys out. Also, the Dodgers had one of the biggest free agent pickups of the offseason pitching-wise, getting Yoshinobu Yamamoto from the Japanese League. He's been a three-time MVP over there in the Japanese Pro League. And also getting Tyler Glasnow from the Tampa Bay Rays through a trade, coming off of an injury season, but we know what he's capable of. They're also getting Walker Buehler back some point this season from injury. So it's going to be a tough task for any team in baseball this year to unseat and beat the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, this is probably one of the easier picks to agree upon. I mean, the Dodgers have a lot of good talented players. Now, obviously, rotation is going to be a team that has another question mark of rotation players. Obviously, Kershaw is back, but he's getting older. Walker Buehler's back, but he's coming off injury. They're going to rely on probably some of their young players like Gavin Stone, who Dave Roberts named him the fifth starter. So, it's going to be a very interesting rotation Dodgers-wise. And Yamamoto, obviously, he's should be one of the candidates for Rookie of the Year. So, I mean, they're going to be – Dodgers are going to be very good once again, but it's going to be led by their offense.
Yeah. Let's talk about the three National League wildcard teams. My first one is the Philadelphia Phillies. Who have been one of the better teams in the National League playoffs the last couple of years after getting in late in the season via the wild card. Pecota has them going 84-78 this year and has only given them a 52% chance to make the playoffs. That seems low to me. I expect the Phillies, who are pretty much bringing their entire team from the last year or two back. They've got solid pitching led by Zach Wheeler, who some people think is the National League Cy Young candidate. They got Aaron Nola. They've got a solid bullpen. Their offense, if it's healthy, looks like it's going to hit a lot of home runs, score a lot of runs, led by Bryce Harper, transitioning for the first full season to first base. You throw JT Realmuto, their all-star catcher. Kyle Schwarber, who hits 40-plus homers a year. Nick Castellanos in there. That's a really solid team that they're returning. I just don't see the Phillies failing to make the play. I just don't see them missing the playoffs this year. Do you have them as one of your wild cards?
Oh, absolutely. Who do you really like? There's not many like National League teams that could say, okay, if they're not going to win the division, then they're not going to make the. I mean, Phillies are easily going to be one of those teams that could not win the division, but still make the wild card and still make a lot of noise in the playoffs. So yeah, I agree with Phillies. Marlins could be a very, if there's one team that they made the playoffs last year, that could, maybe perhaps get in. But I think I don't know about Miami. I mean, they'll be decent, but they'll probably finish 500 by the end of the year.
Yeah, I agree with that. My second wildcard team in the National League is the reigning National League champions. It's the Arizona Diamondbacks. And I think that the Diamondbacks actually made themselves better over the offseason simply by the addition of Eduardo Rodriguez to join Zach Gallen, Errol Kelly in that rotation. That was their biggest issue in the playoffs last year was their rotation, and now it gets better. And they've got an offense led by Corbin Carroll, who was the Rookie of the Year last year and could be one of the MVP threats this year. They added Jock Peterson for some pop and veteran leadership. They've added Eugenio Suarez for some pop and veteran leadership. Christian Walker's good for 30-plus homers this year. Gabby Moreno was a very good catcher for them last year. They got a good bullpen. I don't see I know it's a tough division, but I don't see the Diamondbacks missing the playoffs this year either. Pecota has them projected to go 85-77 and gives them a 56% chance at making the playoffs. Do you have Arizona as one of your three National League wildcard picks, Eric?
I do, yes. I feel like
Arizona got a little bit better. I agree with that. I do think they got better. With all the additions, obviously, of Eduardo Rodriguez, you hang on Suarez. I really like Corbin Carroll. I think he's going to be a very, very good player for years to come. I'm excited to see how he does.
My third and final National League wild card pick is one that I may not have picked on Sunday, but they made a big free agent splash Monday, getting reigning National League Cy Young winner Blake Snell. So I'm going to go with the San Francisco Giants. Pecota has them projected to be 4 games over .500, third, I believe, in the maybe even fourth in the National League West, giving them a 46% chance at making the playoffs. I think that they've made some nice key moves this offseason. Of course, Snell was huge. They added Matt Chapman, who's still really good at third base. They added Jung-Hoo Lee, who was one of the better players in the Korean Professional League. We're not sure how that'll translate over to the majors, but he's got that talent. They added Jorge Soler as their designated hitter, who has a bunch of pop, hit a bunch of homers last year for the Miami Marlins. So I think the Giants have made the right moves this offseason to contend for a National League wild card. Do you have them? Are we going to be 100% on our wild card choices, or are you going somewhere else here, Eric? You there, bud?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. We're just talking about how I think the Giants are going to be the third wild card.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be San Francisco. I think I like what they did. You know, you mentioned, you know, just getting Blake Snell. He'll probably struggle a little bit because he didn't have spring training, but I really like the addition of Snell, Chapman, Soler. Bob Melvin's their new manager in San Francisco.
Yeah. All right, let's get to our World Series projection. My projection is one that would surely please the Los Angeles Dodgers fan base for multiple reasons. And that is because I have the Los Angeles Dodgers winning the World Series this year over the Houston Astros. That would be really fun for the Dodgers fan base if that scenario played out. Eric, where are you going with your World Series projection?
I'm going Dodgers. I agree with the NL champs. I'm going Baltimore.
Okay, that's a good one.
I thought about it. I was like, you know what? I think Baltimore I think they've grown from the experience of, you know, losing last year. And I think that experience is now going to help them, you know, grow even stronger. And I think I got Baltimore winning the AL pennant.
All right, that's great. I think that would be a really good for that franchise. Hey, it's one of those years where if the Dodgers, it's a win the World Series or it's a failure of a year for the Los Angeles Dodgers with all the things that they've done to that team and that huge payroll. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. I feel like the last 2 years losing to the Padres and Diamondbacks in the division series has really hurt the Dodgers. And I mean, they're making moves. But I will say, I think that Dave Roberts has got to be on the hottest seat in all of baseball. You could probably say Aaron Boone of the Yankees too. But I think just because of the expectations and the payroll and the free agents that they've gotten over the last several years, for them to win just one World Series during this incredible run is just kind of a shame.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you would think the guy who keeps getting to the playoffs, winning tons of games, wouldn't necessarily be on the hot seat, but it's time for him to really win a World Series, or he may be on his way out.
Well, win another one at least.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to the big awards. So let's do the big awards. Let's start with National League Rookie of the Year. I'm going to go with Yoshinobu Yamamoto, the Dodgers' big acquisition from Japan. He is eligible for Rookie of the Year despite being a three-time MVP in the Pro-Japanese League, which is, people say, is the second-best pro league in the world behind baseball. You know, and that might actually affect the writers' vote. They may say, well, this guy's a three-time MVP in Japan. He shouldn't even be eligible for this award. But as long as he is eligible, I'm going to take him as my National League Rookie of the Year prediction. What do you think?
I agree with that.
Yeah, that one's kind of almost too simple because of his success and what we think he can do. My American League Rookie of the Year MVP is a guy that, if you're a baseball fan, you already know his name, because he came up at the end of last year for the Texas Rangers and had a stellar postseason for them, and it already has a World Series ring, despite the fact that he still has his rookie eligibility. He hit .306 on the biggest stage last year at the end of the year. I've got Evan Carter, Texas Rangers outfielder, winning American League Rookie of the Year. Where are you going with the AL?
I'm going Jackson Holiday at the Orioles.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah, I think Holiday's gonna bring some young, you know, really good talent to an already very good young talented Baltimore Orioles team.
My National League Cy Young prediction is Spencer Strider, the Atlanta Braves young ace. Just announced the other day that he is going to get the ball for opening day. He is one of the most dominant pitchers in baseball, one of the strikeout kings already in baseball after just two full seasons. I worry about his ER a little bit, ERA a little bit, because he has games where he can give up a bunch of runs all at once, but it's usually pretty good. And this is not an out there pick, because I've seen his name a lot. But I'll go with Spencer Strider. What do you think?
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that one. I like his stuff. I think he's got really good stuff. I know this ERA hasn't been great, but I think if he can control that, if his ERA is decent and he racks up all the strikeouts and wins, he's going to win the Cy Young.
All right, I'm least confident of all my awards predictions in my American League Cy Young. It's actually a guy we talked about earlier. But with the team supposedly going to be really good this year, and this guy being a previous Cy Young winner in the National League, I'm going to have to go with the new Baltimore Orioles ace, Corbin Burnes. Eric, who's your American League Cy Young pick?
I can't believe we're agreeing with all of this.
Well, we didn't agree on AL Rookie of the Year, so at least that's one.
Yeah, I have to go with Corbin Burnes because of the Gerrit Cole injury. He's going to miss two months.
The exact reasoning why I did it too.
Yeah, and I mean, if Gerrit Cole would have been the opening day starter, he would have been my pick. But because of the injuries, I have to pick Corbin Burnes. I think he's going to really make a huge impact with the rotation in Baltimore.
Yeah. There's almost never repeats in the most valuable player in baseball. Heck, it hasn't even happened in the American League in a long time. I thought Trout may have won some of his MVPs back. You got to go all the way back to 2013 in the American League with Miguel Cabrera winning two in a row. And then when it comes to the National League, there hasn't been a back-to-back MVP winner since Albert Pujols in 2008-2009 for the Cardinals. But I am going to predict Atlanta Braves outfielder Ronald Acuna Jr. will win the MVP second year in a row. Braves are supposed to be just as good as they were last year. He's going to hit a bunch of homers, driving a bunch of runs. He hits for usually over 300, could be a batting title threat. And I don't know if he'll steal 75 bases like he did last year, but you got to think he's going to steal at least 50. So I just don't see anybody being a threat. And the reason why is because Shohei Ohtani, even just as a hitter, is a threat. Mookie Betts is a threat. Freddie Freeman is a threat. But there's no way you can have that many MVP candidates on one team and not split the MVP vote. So that, I think, helps Ronald Acuna Jr. too. Eric, who do you have winning the National League MVP?
I think the wild thing about it is Acuna might have had split votes with some of his own teammates.
It's possible, yeah. If Matt Olson,
I don't think it'll happen, but I think it's highly possible.
It's possible, not as likely as Los Angeles' issue with it.
Yeah,
but I will agree with Acuna. I mean, I think he's going to at least have, you know, I could see him having a 40-40 season for sure. I mean, he is going to have it, you know. He did steal 70 bases last year. I think he very well is. I think he can easily get to 40-40 by August.
Oh, yeah. My American League MVP, I was leaning towards Julio Rodriguez for the Seattle Mariners. He's a guy I think I've picked before. But the thing is, I don't have Seattle making the playoffs, and it's so hard for a player in baseball to win MVP without making the playoffs. It's not impossible. We've seen it happen before. But I think it might impact his chances. So the guy I'm going to go with is Juan Soto, who was acquired this offseason by the New York Yankees. He hasn't won an MVP yet. He's a guy who people have been thinking for years is going to be a guy who's going to win one. He's got some real good guys in that Yankees lineup to both drive in and drive him in. His on-base percentage is always one of the highest in baseball because he draws so many walks. I think Juan Soto may be the good pick. It may not be the most unanimous because I think a lot of people will go with Julio Rodriguez. But I'm gonna go out on maybe not a huge line, but maybe a small line and say Juan Soto. Where are you going with this?
I was really leaning towards Julio Rodriguez. I really wanted to pick him. I think he'll finish second.
Mm-hmm.
I got a healthy Aaron Judge. And I say,
okay,
I put healthy in front of that because...
Yeah. Big question mark.
He missed a couple of months last year of a toe injury. And had he not gotten injured, I think he would have won back-to-back.
Yeah.
I think that he's going to win his second in the last 3 years.
Well, it would not be a surprise if he did, but I'm not sure if he'll be able to be as healthy. And the fact that we both took Yankees as our American League MVPs shows that there may easily be some vote splitting there as well.
Yeah, I think that'll be, if I had to say, probably anyone that is not a Yankee or a Julio Rodriguez, maybe a Jose Ramirez. He always seems to be a candidate every year or so.
Yeah. Well, that'll wrap up our 2024 Major League Baseball season preview and prediction show. I want to thank once again Eric Fulton for joining me today. So thanks for joining me, Eric.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Julian. As always, it's been a pleasure.
And I hope we have a lovely and exciting baseball season.